Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brusten Nortman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
For your listening pleasure. That's right. Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? Led by Brad Nortman this week. Unfortunately, Kyle Wallace. I heard this from multiple people. Plenty of KBN Nation. Plenty of people around the office. It was a struggle last week, Kyle. Is that true?
Wasn't my best work. I can admit that. I gave my performance a D minus.
A D minus?
Yeah, reading is fundamental. And Allegheny and I don't even know what the other river was called. Couldn't get it down. It threw me off.
Well, we all have ways we're humbled. You guys humble me as I return from L.A. And last week, Are You Smarter Than humbled you. But I am back, and I'm here to make Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust great again. And this week, once again, we have Chef Ed, caller number 7, as luck would have it. We have Chef Ed as our contestant today for Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust. Chef Ed, how you feeling today?
Yeah, Brad and Kyle, it's kind of a redemption Tuesday for me as well, because I would give myself like an F for last Tuesday. That was an embarrassment on my behalf. I got two.
All right, Chef Ed. Well, we believe in you. Yeah. You've been a longtime fan of the show, so we love us some Chef Ed. And we think that you got what it takes to bring down Ben Brust
Even if you don't bring down Ben Brust, beat yourself from last week. I believe in you.
Yeah,
more than two.
We're just looking for weekly improvement. That's what we're doing, too. Hey, Chris, let's go ahead and spin it.
For those of you who say Ben Brust is an idiot, here's your chance to be proven right. It's time to play Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust?
That's right, this is Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust, which is played by 15 questions in 90 seconds to get as many questions correct as you can. You're allowed to say pass, and we'll come back to it if you get through the rest. Chef Ed, if you beat or tie Ben Brust, you will win a $25 gift card. Any questions before we get started, Chef Ed?
No, Brad, I'm good to go.
All right, let's do this in 3, 2, 1.
Quick.
What year did the Berlin Wall fall?
1950.
What is the capital of India?
New Delhi.
What two countries have the longest shared international border?
Pass.
What is the longest above water mountain range?
Himalayas.
What river runs through Paris?
The Thames.
What country is known as the Land of the Rising Sun?
Japan.
How many feet are in 75 yards?
225.
What animal lays the largest eggs?
The ostrich.
What is a baby kangaroo called?
A joey.
How long is one regular term for a U.S. representative?
8 years.
The atmosphere of the Earth is divided into how many layers?
3.
The periodic table has how many elements?
Pass.
Which ancient civilization had the practice of foot binding?
The Incas.
Hey!
Okay, that was improvement.
That definitely was improvement. Good job.
Good job, Chef.
Good job.
I got Chef Ed. What was Chef Ed's answer for number? What was it here?
I think he said Japan twice.
No. It was for what river runs through Paris?
He said the Thames, which is in London, I believe.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
So good guess. Yep. Good
so
guess.
Five. He got five.
Hey,
correct.
Good
That's
job.
Pretty good, Chef.
And this was not easy, Chef.
No, it was not easy.
Good job.
I mean, we're talking about the practice of foot binding. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, I think you got a chance. You did good.
You did good.
I think it's gonna be close.
That is something. Regardless of how this shakes out, that is something to be proud of.
It
Chef
is. That's improvement. I like that. He locked in. You did math quickly. I like that.
I mean. We started off with when the Berlin Wall fell.
I was a little nervous. I was a little nervous.
Kyle was very reactive in the studio here. Yeah. Ben Bruss has now returned.
I mean, but that was a Ben Bruss answer, so we'll see.
Yeah, it is.
It sounded like he might have gotten that question before, though.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
That was the longest Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss ever.
No, it's just you were out there with fans talking, and you wanted to get back in here. We saw you.
Eager.
Wait, Chef Ed was caller 7?
He sure was.
As luck would have it.
Wait, can he do it 2 weeks in a row?
He didn't win last time, so why not?
I guess.
We were very encouraging of him.
Chef Ed was eager to redeem himself from last week.
Oh, Chef Ed getting roasted on here.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Shouldn't Chef Ed be cooking something? I'm assuming Chef Ed is on again to make Ben look smarter.
People are responding
in
there.
Bring in Chef Ed. We need a W.
Yeah, good call. The talking text line. No answers coming in, I hope. No reaction to questions.
Has he been cheating this whole time?
No. You guys can
hear. Has he been cheating on the talking text line? Has he been cheating on the talking text line?
There you go. I just turned the screen.
Okay, that's true.
You already saw the answer.
There are no answers
in the talking
text line.
I have access to the talking text line as well. There's no answers in there, and there would have been no answers previously either.
Thank you, Chris.
Okay, thank you for keeping...
ESPNWisconsinContest.com.
Chris keeping the integrity of the game high. Okay, it's time to play Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss? 15 questions in 90 seconds. Get as many questions correct as you can. You're allowed to say pass, and we'll come back to it if we get through the rest. If Chef Ed beats you, Ben, he will win a $25 gift card. Any questions?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. 3, 2, 1. In 3, 2, 1. What year did the Berlin Wall fall?
God bless America. 1974.
What is the capital of India?
New Delhi?
Which two countries have the longest shared international border?
Oh, that's easy. Russia and China.
What is the longest above water mountain range?
Mount Everest?
What river runs through Paris?
The English Channel River.
What country is known as the Land of the Rising Sun?
I feel like we've had this. The Land of the Rising Sun. Pass!
How many feet are in 75 yards?
225.
What animal lays the largest eggs?
Dinosaurs. Just kidding. ostriches. Pass!
What is a baby kangaroo called?
A kangaroo?
Okay. How long is one regular term for a U.S. representative?
2 years?
The atmosphere of the Earth is divided into how many layers?
4.
The periodic table has how many elements?
162.
What ancient civilization had the practice of foot binding?
Huh? Pass.
How many phases does the moon have?
10?
Ooh, it's close.
This is going to be close.
This is close.
Okay, now we had a little bit of controversy.
What?
Yeah, we do have a controversy.
No, there is.
We have a controversy.
He said pass.
Because, he said...
That was the final answer,
he said
right?
Ostrich, and then final answer.
And then he said pass.
He said pass.
So, he does not get it. He passed
so
on
he
it.
Passed
no,
it.
I said final answer.
And then you said pass.
But pass does not surpass final answer.
Yes,
no, but
it does.
It was your final injection of the answer.
You wrote, you filled in the circle, and then you X'd it out after. That's what you did.
He's still going to go through on the scan.
No, you X'd it out. So
you erased
see.
It. Yeah, you erased your answer by saying pass.
Why are you guys against me?
We not. You said pass.
So we're saying if he did pass, then he lost 5-4.
Oh, you lost.
But if he did get the right answer and didn't pass, then it tied 5-5.
He lost. He passed. That was stupidity. You had it. You said dinosaur, and he said ostrich. You said ostriches, and he said ostrich. He said no, pass.
You know, this is Rich coming from someone who's stupid and wouldn't be able to do any of this.
I mean, these were tough questions.
They were tough questions.
I could have got 4.
Either way, Chef Ed's getting his $25 gift card. Good job, Chef Ed. Redeeming yourself.
Back.
So, but for the
bounce back,
for a record standpoint.
Chef Ed, look at him. He looks salty. Yeah. Look at him. Look at him.
Chef Ed beat you, Ben.
Chef Ed beat you. I'm telling you, this is.
Are you guys going to sleep good tonight? Just like,
great.
You guys feel good?
I'm going to sleep great.
The rematch.
I am rent-free in both of your heads.
So we're calling this a loss, right? Because
this is an L.
His final answer was pass.
That was a clear L. He knows he passed.
Yeah.
He knows
he's just trying to weasel his way out of it.
If it would have been for a win, I'd still be talking.
That's fair. Okay, let's run through these answers. What year did the Berlin Wall fall? Chef Ed said 1950.
I thought we were doomed. I thought we were doomed.
Kyle,
right off
Kyle,
the bat.
Kyle took off his headset and walked away.
I thought we were doomed.
He had to walk that one off.
How is Chef Ed was alive when it happened?
Yeah.
He was alive and well and when it happened.
We don't know if he was well, but he was alive.
But he was alive. You don't remember watching that on TV or hearing about it? 1950, maybe not. 1989, it happened, bro. You were alive.
That's true.
Is he on the phone?
Because it was 1989.
Chef, he's still there, yeah.
Chef Ed, what?
Yeah, he's still there.
Chef Ed, what? Do you not remember that happening in 1989?
Well, now I remember after the fact.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a little bit stuck here. And I want to put a big asterisk by my win, because I would have took ostrich from Benny, so I'm going to put an asterisk on my win. I think he tied me.
A man of integrity.
No,
Chef Ed. You can't say final answer and then say pass. What are you passing to?
Don't let him off the
hook,
Chef Ed.
Keep on going, boys.
All right. What is the capital of India? New Delhi. You guys both got that one right. I learned something new today. What two countries have the longest shared international border? U.S. and Canada.
Oh, wow.
Fascinating, right? Didn't know that. I thought your guess of India or China
and
Russia was brilliant.
I thought it was good. I thought it was someone in Brazil.
But U.S., Canada. Longest international border.
Is the globe lying to me?
I don't know. You know, it's like...
It's flat.
I'll say it's glow. It's
Kyle
a globe.
Kyle famously became
a
flat earther last week.
Yeah, that's what that's what happened when I looked into the sun. I realized the earth was flat. I didn't see a horizon.
Moving on. What is the longest above water mountain range? The Andes.
Good candy, not candy, but good mint after
refreshing post meal
restaurant that gives them away.
The river that runs through Paris is not the English Channel River. It's the Seine. The Seine River.
Now, why
Seine,
would
the Seine.
Seine. Seine.
See? See?
Seine.
Reading
Seine,
is hard.
Seine. It is,
it's
yeah.
very hard.
It's French.
I don't know what mine was last week, but the show wasn't American.
You mean English?
I think Allegheny.
I said what I said. No, the other word, other than Allegheny.
There was another word there other was than Allegheny that he couldn't say.
Oh, neither of us could say it.
But Chris, remember the word? If not, I'll go back and watch
it. Started
the
with
film.
An M.
Yeah, it was with an M. It was, I got to look it up.
Mahogany? Okay.
No, I know how to say mahogany.
I'll go back and look it up. I'll keep this thing rolling. What country is known as Land of the Rising Sun? That is Japan. You passed that one. Chef Ed got that one right. How many feet are in 75 yards? Good quick math for both of you. Multiply that times 3 is 225. The animal that lays the largest eggs. This was the point of controversy. Chef Ed got it right with ostrich and Ben passed it.
It was the Monongahela River.
Oh.
Monongahela River.
Okay, I would struggle with that one, too.
You don't even know what the Monongahela was. Read it. What is it? Read the question.
Kyle, what are you doing? I like it better when you take the second off.
From last week's Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust, in what city is do the Allegheny and Monongahela?
Monongahela.
Thank you.
Monongahela.
That threw me off.
Rivers meet from the Ohio River. I mean, that's
why I got a D plus.
Allegheny, I can maybe get, but that one is rough.
Thank you.
Look down ahead.
Turn his mic off for real. Pat him down.
What is a baby kangaroo called? It's called a Joey. You just said kangaroo. I thought you were asking for clarification.
No, I know. I didn't know.
But
sometimes there's some trick questions.
Yeah, it's a Joey. How long is the regular term for a U.S. representative? 2 years. Very impressive, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Very impressive. The atmosphere, it's true. The atmosphere of the Earth is divided into how many layers? Did you guess 4 and get this one right?
I guessed 4.
I think you got it right. The periodic table has how many elements? 118. What ancient civilization had the practice of foot binding? Does anyone know what
Aztecs.
Ancient China.
Yeah.
What is foot binding?
It's basically you bandage the woman's foot to like make it more pleasingly more aesthetic.
This isn't a fifth grade question.
Mike.
Basically to like reshape them.
Wow.
Alter the shape.
How many phases does the moon have? 8.
Justin in the 262, the official Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust question grader, says Kyle saying stupidity is comedy. Look in the mirror.
Oh, give him 15, by the way.
Brad.
Didn't do that one yet.
Let me look at 15. As you're reading that, I'll give you 15.
Brad, you get a C grade with the Ben hate. Ben should have tied. Justice for Ben. Thank you, Justin.
Don't be soft out there, KBN Nation.
My God.
So soft.
Justin loses all credibility. He is fired from grading based off that comment.
That is a fireable comment. We hold this game to a high degree of integrity, and a final answer
Do
is
you?
A final answer.
That's the guy
who can't read.
That's the guy who's grading me.
Some
the guy,
integrity.
The guy that said, the dude that heard the dude say pass and
Chris,
it should have been a tie.
Okay.
Please.
Final question for Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? If you get this right, I'll give you the tie. How about that?
Hell no.
Okay.
I have more integrity than both of you.
Who was the first Chief Justice of the United States?
More Kyle Bruston Ortman on the other side.
If you want to hear a weekly pulse on the Milwaukee Bucks straight from a fan favorite and Bucks legend, you need to turn in to Hear District. Marcus Johnson is a former Bucks legend, and he is joined by Marcus is joined by his son Chris, also a 1995 UCLA hoops champion himself, and they talk all things happening in the Bucks world. And they're joined by some of the biggest names in basketball. They also answer your questions too. This is a Bucks Plus audio production, the Hear District. Stay on the beat of the Bucks and find out Hear District now on Bucks.com/Plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Shout out to all the Benny believers out there who are making it very clear that it is complete nonsense of my co-host to not have my back. And are you smarter than Ben Brush?
Shameful.
But 17-8-1, I'm still very much above 500 and looking good heading into the summer months of the Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust at 3 p.m. on Tuesdays.
Summertime, you people on vacation. You better watch out. The competition's going to be stiffer.
You're saying the dummies go on vacation?
No, the people who are smart are taking more vacations, and they're probably listening, and they're not at work as much. Just wait on it, buddy.
I figured the 3 p.m. slot would be tough because of the teachers.
Yeah,
but maybe they don't get out of school around that.
Teachers have summers off. Them L's is coming.
We need some fifth grade teachers to call in.
We should
recruit some fifth grade teachers in the area.
That's how desperate you are for me to lose. How sad your lives are.
We did have a teacher call us last week while he was supposed to be working.
That's true.
No way.
Yes, it's true. 800-990-3776. 800-990-ESPN. Streaming on YouTube at ESPN Madison, at ESPN Milwaukee. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, and Brad Nortman. And I don't know. We talked about Jair Alexander showing up, but yesterday on the Green Bay Packers social, QB1 walked in the building, and Kyle had a smile on his face.
Yeah, man. Seeing Jordan Love walk around here like he is the man, made me feel so filled with happiness and joy inside because of the fact that the swagger that he is displaying, the way he is walking, the confidence that he has when he moves, it is a whole world difference than
the opposite of what I look like or what you look like at work.
Yeah, okay, whatever you say. But we didn't see all this last year. This year, he is the unquestioned leader of this team. When I saw him walking in, it made me believe that the budding star for the Green Bay Packers in Jordan Love is now the new Giannis of the Wisconsin sports. And I say that because right now we're questioning Giannis's leadership. We're talking about if the Bucks don't make it out the first round, will Giannis leave? Giannis at this point has a little bit more drama that comes with him, which is leaning more towards Rodgers. He is not anywhere close to Rodgers, but the infatuation phase of everybody being so happy with Giannis, it seems to go away right now. Right now, it is all about the season of Jordan Love, and I believe that Jordan Love is on his pathway right now to being Giannis, to being the beloved star of Wisconsin. He has the loyalty. He's happy to be back in Green Bay. He's coming to this off-season program. He also has the skill set and the talent that you need in order to be a superstar. He has the personality. We got to see more of that personality this off-season when he was going on different podcasts, like the Analysis podcast, and also the thing that Wisconsin nice love about their superstars is the positivity. Jordan Love has absolutely everything, and on top of that, like I said, he has the talent, and he's going to get this team back to a championship. It is now Jordan Love State.
Adam in the 608 chiming in on Kyle. Justin the 262, how many bad takes can Kyle have? Well, let's just put it on the poll. Who do you like more? I already can say this. I like both is going to be commented, but who do you like more? Giannis or Jordan Love? And it's up for your interpretation on how you want to answer.
How quickly your heart shifts from one love to the other,
Kyle. He's Mr. Emotional Roller Coaster Wreck.
Wait a minute.
Listen.
Keyword wreck.
You sound like you're still in the honeymoon phase with Jordan Love, right? I mean, I get it. You get into a new relationship. It's exciting. You haven't had your first big fight yet, and everything seems like it's rosy and up and to the right. But the reality is you haven't gone through many tough things together. You haven't had many milestones together. So how can you possibly shift your affection from Giannis, who brought this city and this state a championship?
This guy reminds me what, Brad?
I love Giannis.
A 414 guy.
I love Giannis.
But here's you are dethroning him after one season. This is when you become a fraud.
I love me some Giannis, but I'm telling y'all, the smile, the emotions, that tingly feeling that I got inside when I saw Jordan Love on Twitter, I said, that is my
the
quarterback.
Honeymoon phase
goes
lust.
Away. That's not
yeah. love. No, that's not lust. That is absolutely love. We went from Favre to Rodgers, Rodgers to Giannis, and right now that transitioning is happening from Giannis to Love. When we get to December of next year, when the Green Bay Packers are competing for the number one seed in the NFC, competing for an NFC North title, everybody in this state is going to love Love. Jordan Love is the new Giannis.
800-990-3776, John in the 414. Isn't Kyle the only one hating on Giannis right now? Don't drag the rest of us with you.
How am I hating on Giannis?
You're the only one that's...
question his leadership. You say he's the problem in where the Bucks are at right now, and now you're saying Jordan Love is Giannis.
Yeah, listen. That is a compliment to Giannis that's saying somebody is taking
Jordan
over
Jordan Love
him.
Is Giannis now.
Now. He's the man.
That's dethroning Giannis. That is bringing him down the peg.
Giannis.
All right.
In his
the philosopher,
window,
Kyle
his,
Wallace
Giannis,
comes back out.
The window is closing in front of our eyes. We all see it. We can't sit here and Ben be concerned about if the Bucks don't win, he may leave. You be concerned about what's going on and saying, well, it's not his leadership, but he also hasn't done the best. We all feel disjointed about the Bucks. Where's your energy towards the Green Bay Packers? Where's the energy
your heart hasn't been broken by this team yet and that quarterback yet. When it does, you're not going to be so quick to say that, because this was the same thing with Giannis. We were giving him his the crown when everything was optimistic, positive. But he has deposited enough goodwill to be able to weather a little bit of the storms. He still is the guy that brought the city, the state, a championship after a 50-year drought, two-time MVP. He is a guy that is one of the faces of the NBA. Jordan Love has to get me at least to a Super Bowl and be in the MVP conversation before I'm saying anything about to Giannis.
Y'all don't remember when Aaron Rodgers took over and he had his first season, everybody fell in love with Aaron Rodgers. Now, granted, we didn't have a basketball player other than probably Michael Redd at that time, so he was able to get that crown right from Brett Favre. But what we have seen from Giannis is that there is something off about this team, and that also includes Giannis as well, to the fact that you guys are concerned he may not be around for too much longer.
800.
I am jumping on the Love train right now.
Yeah, and he's off the Giannis train. 800-990-3776. Thanasis Anadokounmpo, welcome into Kyle Bruston-Ortman to respond to Kyle.
He a lie.
Mike and Kenosha, what up?
Oh, I don't say dang.
How you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Hey. How are you guys going to skip over? You go from Favre to Rodgers.
Don't do you guys. Call Kyle out, please.
Okay. Kyle, how are you going to skip over Ryan Braun and those great years that the Brewers had keeping us in the playoffs? I can't believe you just skipped over Ryan Braun.
He calls himself a 414
so,
guy.
So what you're saying is that Ryan Braun was the king of Wisconsin for a while?
Absolutely. So was over, Frank Tank.
Okay.
Over Aaron Rodgers, though?
Yeah, because Aaron Rodgers and Braun were at the same time. They were going to open up a restaurant before somebody got caught trying to dilute some stuff.
You can just say doing PEDs. I mean, I guess he's still probably trying to get away from that story and pretending it never happened.
Yeah, poor Ryan Braun, huh?
Oh, you feel bad?
Yeah, man.
Feels bad for Ryan Braun.
We'll
support Brett Favre to the very end.
No.
But has now made Giannis public enemy number one in Wisconsin.
Ryan Braun, like Lance Armstrong to that guy.
No. I don't. I'm
for
not,
real.
Okay, let me just say, I feel bad that
you've
Ryan
said a lot.
Ryan Braun, listen, I feel bad for the guy that he kind of very, very offensive.
He ruined him.
Well, for a short moment, he did.
Yeah, could you imagine that?
He accused him of being a hater. And so. I like Ryan Matt. Braun, okay? I'm loyal. I'm loyal.
Also, we learned he's a flat earther. He's an OJ guy. What else can we learn about
that? Wait a minute.
Road America is America's national park of speed, and you need to make the most out of your summer by making your plans now to get to Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin. It is a 14-turn road course, and it's not just about racing. You can camp on-site all weekend and long and enjoy free admission for kids 16 and under with a paying adult at the gate. And the NTT IndyCar Series is coming June 6th through the 9th. So come for the experience, stay for the race, get your tickets at roadamerica.com. They have the Family Fun Zone. If you love the racing, you got to get to Turn 5. The action will be there. The action will be on the track, off the track. The food is amazing. Everything you need is at Road America. Go to roadamerica.com to get your tickets for the NTT IndyCar Series race coming in June. We'll see what Bad Take Kyle has next.
I was born in a city where the winter nights don't ever sleep. So this life.
The Princeton Club's a fantastic place for you to get your health where it needs to go. Why are you whispering something in Brad's ear?
Jeez Louise, insecurity. What?
Well, you guys gang up with me and argue smarter than Russ. I got my antennas up.
Oh, no, we love you, Biz.
But it's always a great time to join the Princeton Club, whether you're in Milwaukee or Madison. They have locations for you. New Berlin and Milwaukee's been fantastic for me. Find your better tomorrow by having the courage to walk in there, get a tour, and you'll be like, wow, free childcare with the membership? It's open 24/7? There's no better time to start investing in your health than right now. So have the courage, go in there, and join the Princeton Club. Anything you'd like to share with the group?
No.
Kyle, Brustin, Ortman across the ESPN
Wisconsin.
No, we won't
share. We talked about it off air.
Okay, sounds good.
While we were having our conversation.
Okay.
About money.
All right. About money?
Yeah. A fine being more than something else.
Oh, well, we're going to leave that one alone. 800-990-3776. Kyle Brustin, Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin. So Kyle has planted his flag as the utmost.
I stopped him from saying that.
I still feel like we need a little bit of a follow-up there. So what's required to be the king of Wisconsin sports? Because it feels like the crown has been passed with too much ease.
See, here's the thing.
Doesn't seem right to do that to Giannis.
What I do is I evaluate things and I look at how things are going. And just because I'm passing the crown from Giannis to Jordan Love does not mean I still don't love Giannis.
You just don't love him as much.
No, I still love Giannis, but what I'm saying is just like people have their favorites, Jordan Love is becoming one of my favorites. Everything about dude, swagger, the feel, the vibe
Kyle's
that I got.
Four kids are going to be power ranked every day of the week.
Hey, if that's what brings the greatness out of them, then you know what? That's what my little kids are going to have to deal with. But when I look at this, when I see Giannis, I get happiness. When I see him perform, him meme mug, I'm like, that's my guy. That's the guy that I get to cheer for. I'm excited for myself. But me just simply seeing Jordan Love walk in on Twitter got me excited about
he's googly eyed. What is to come?
And listen, the thing is this. What negative thing can we say about Jordan Love off the field?
But hold on. He's been a part of the Wisconsin sport reality for less than 12 months. And it seems like you are dinging guys. You're discrediting them the longer they play.
Oh, my gosh.
And you have not seen the Giannis documentary that went out on Amazon?
I love Giannis.
Rodgers out of the way, ready to move on. Giannis, it seems like the longer they're here, no matter what they've done, those deposits don't mean anything. And we're ready to switch to somebody who's been less of a known commodity for 12 months.
If I was a bank and Kyle Wallace came into the bank, he's probably going to switch from banks when he gets just the next best offer, even it might not be great for long term. He's just going right with what he feels in the moment.
Now, I do drop credit cards a lot.
If you're going to try to sell Giannis stock high to buy Jordan Love stock low, I can understand that argument. But to say that Jordan Love stock should be worth more than Giannis stock,
listen,
that's
what I'm
not
saying.
On
I'm looking
Twitter
into
at
the future.
KBN ESPN, who do you like more, Jordan Love or Giannis Antetokounmpo? Jordan Love 35%, Giannis 65%. Mark chimes in, Giannis has proven himself to be loyal to our city and our state, truly wants to win. Let's hope outsiders don't get in his head and tell him he has to leave like LeBron did
to Cleveland.
I love again. I love Giannis. They're both up here.
No, no, no.
They're both way
whenever
up here.
Chris, whenever he says, I love Giannis, you have to turn his mic off because he needs to be consistent with what comes out of his mouth.
I never once said I didn't. I'm just simply saying the crown is being passed. It is happening in front of our eyes that the crown is being passed to Jordan Love. Brad, repeat what you said yesterday about what the
if
NFL...
If the Packers have a down season, which is like it's the NFL. The season hasn't started. They have to go through the draft. If they finish 8-9... in Jordan Love's second year. Where's Jordan Love compared to Giannis? Because Giannis won the title for the first time.
That would mean I was too quick to switch over, but I don't think I was too quick to switch over.
Because, Kyle, you're correct. All the current players at the NFL media workshop combine that I was at in L.A., we're saying the Green Bay Packers, cool. They are young, they are good, they're talented, and Jordan Love's the real deal. I get that, but with that being
Jordan
said...
Jordan Love is the real deal.
With that being said... Stephen A. Smith went on Thanalysis and called Giannis a top three player in the world. No one was saying that Jordan Love's a top three quarterback in the world.
What a tease to a new episode that'll be coming out here soon on YouTube for the Thanalysis show.
Yeah, that's a tease.
But listen, you can say what you want to say, but at the
you
end
must
of the
have
day,
been at the live event with Giannis.
I
the
must that have is been. What a lovely event it was.
I mean, anybody could have told you that.
Had a couple carblesses, you know.
I sure did. They were delicious.
But Jordan Love is an ascending player. Again, Giannis is a great player, and I'm not. Again, this is not taking anything from Giannis except for the crown of Jordan Love being the guy.
Yeah, not taking anything from Giannis except for being king of the state.
When we talk about sports here in Wisconsin. Football is king. Packers are king. And Jordan Love is about to be the king of the NFC. And so with that, I'm just telling y'all, it is slowly moving over to Jordan Love.
Yeah, but you're saying slowly, and you're trying to be ahead of it. When the right answer right now from everyone is you can't pass the crown to somebody who has yet to accomplish anything great.
Kyle.
And in your words for the Green Bay Packers, great is not just getting to the playoffs and winning one game and falling short. The Niners.
The crown sits on someone's head.
Thank you,
whose head does it sit on?
Whose head does it sit on now?
Yes.
It still sits on Giannis' head for now.
Kyle backpedaled Lewis.
But I'm telling you, that's for you all, you put the crown on his head. What I'm doing is this, y'all. I'm hovering over Giannis' head, right? You know how LeBron had the whole thing about king me, crown me, whatever it is. He had the graphic. I'm sitting over Giannis' head, and I'm slowly putting my head on the crown, and I'm getting ready to move it to Jordan Love. I'm in the process of moving the crown, just
he's
like
probably
Wisconsin.
He's ready to put it on Jackson Churio next.
Yeah, seriously, the Prince crown.
No, I'm
15 games into his Brewers career, he's ready. To
Chris, mark it. Chris, I want you to mark this.
He's ready to put Jackson Churio over Giannis.
Mark it and save it. Y'all question my love for Jordan Love. Him being a potential Hall of Famer, and then Brad goes and talks to current NFL players.
Mitch chimes in. Kyle backpedal Wallace strikes again.
And he finds out that he may be a Hall of Famer. I told you about Jackson Churio.
Yeah, but Giannis is a Hall of Famer.
I'm an early adopter.
Jordan Love might be.
He was even rookie of the – or I guess he was a first-year starter.
I'm an early adopter.
He wouldn't beat C.J. Stroud.
I don't think he would have.
Fellas, I see greatness. That's all I'm saying. I see what's happening. I'm telling y'all. I see what's happening. You guys
see
it, too.
Are you blind?
We all see it, too. You wouldn't be questioning if this team was going to go to the finals if you truly believed in Giannis. That is what I'm saying. The belief in the Packers. The belief – and Jordan Love
if he wasn't hurt, I still would be able to make an argument that he has the ability to will this team.
But you wouldn't believe it, though. You couldn't say it with conviction. But when
with conviction that Jordan Love is going to be the reason why the Packers win a Super Bowl in the next 2 years, because that's too outlandish to say.
If the Packers win a Super Bowl in the next 2 years, who's the one player that you believe will lead that?
I mean, obviously Jordan Love.
And do you think it's a possibility?
Not as high as I do when Giannis is on the floor for the Bucks.
How about this
even
one?
With where they're at?
Kyle.
He's won them a championship.
And we've regressed ever since.
They haven't been to the Super Bowl in 15 years. And putting stock in 10 games over what Giannis has done over the course of his career is just too emotional. Okay. You are an emotional wreck.
Just wait on it.
If Giannis and Jordan Love are at the same event, same autograph signing, who has a longer line?
Jordan Love.
Oh, my gosh.
No, hey, really, though. For real, though. It depends on
Kyle
where you're at.
Kyle sounds like Skip Bayless.
It depends on where you're at.
Swap Kyle and Tori. Well, lucky for you, Tori's with us at 4.
It depends on where you're at, right? I mean, Giannis is a huge star. He's a huge star.
No. And just not because Giannis is a huge star, because you can't say anything good about Giannis because it's now fraudulent. Kyle backs out of Wall
Street. Don't you do this to me with Giannis. Don't you do this. And Tony, don't you send no clips to Tanasis today. We're not doing that.
Producer of the Analysis Show, Tony Cartagena, if you aren't listening, I will be sending you this segment and the segment before. And if you missed any of it, Wisconsin On Demand, so you can hear Giannis get taken out again by Kyle Wallace.
Absolutely.
And you know
not.
I love Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, and I genuinely love it. I won't stop loving it because it will always be there, like Giannis has been for the Milwaukee Bucks, and like Kyle can see that. I love going over the cash in a winning ticket, and it will be my place to go to now and forever because they are adding a 2,000-square-foot video wall, luxury seating for over 200, an expanded food menu, and I am loyal. I am loyal to winners, and that's what we're going to make you with some of these Ben Same Game parlays, although it's not a guaranteed thing. We've been doing really well. Pottawatomie Sportsbook's going to be next level. Don't miss the grand opening the first week of May. Mark your calendars because a new era of sports betting is here. Paysbig.com. That's paysbig.com. Whew. I don't even know where to go after Kyle just took out the man with the crown.
Oh my gosh, all this slander.
We're going to talk during the break, and we'll have Kyle hopefully write up an apology letter for everything he just said.
I'm going to get an attorney for you.
I may have lost Are You Smarter Than Ben Brustin if you missed any of our show. You can always go back to WisconsinOnDemand.com. Kyle Bruston-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin. But win or loss, I know I can celebrate with Screaming Sicilian Pizza. And I did that with the girlfriend's family. Of course, they came in town. One of the things their family does, Frozen Pizza Friday. So we thought we'd do a little Frozen Pizza Friday. And you know what I did. I went to my local grocer. And I got the mustache pizza, a.k.a. the Screaming Sicilian Pizza, with that stone fire crust with butter, baby. Whole milk mozzarella cheese sourced right here in Wisconsin in the secret tomato recipe sauce. I got the OG Screamin's. You know, you got the thin and crispy tavern style, 2.5 feet of stuffed crust cheese. But I went OG for them because it's got all the best toppings in the world. We had a Boss Hog. We had a Supremus Maximus. You also have the Ultimate Deluxe. You have the Holy Pepperoni, the Bester's Revenge. But guess what I saved for when we came back late for a little late night snacking? The Mambo Italiano!
Mambo!
We found our screaming pleasure. And you can taste what all the screaming is about. Kyle Bruston-Ortman, I'm Ben Brust, alongside Kyle Wallace. Kyle Backpedal Wallace, excuse me, and Brad Nortman. 800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-ESPN. And the best way that we can summarize what had happened was...
defamation, that's the best way. Defamation.
Is ultimately when Brad said, who still has the crown? Giannis or Jordan Love? Kyle? Despite saying that Jordan Love is Giannis now, he still chose Giannis. Because when he visualized what Giannis is and what Giannis means and what Giannis has done for the city, for the state, staying here, being loyal, bringing a championship to Milwaukee for the first time in 50 years.
You guys don't see what I'm talking about.
We have a body of work from Giannis that has made me realize that I need to see the body of work from Jordan Love before I'm just going to be in lust like Brad said you were, and I think he's right.
That Jordan Love King Crown needs to be earned, and earned over several seasons with winning. That means winning divisions, winning NFC championships, and winning Super Bowls. Giannis has done that over and over for years.
Or just say Super Bowl, because even the other quarterbacks only have
one. Super Bowl, that's true. And I view it like Game of Thrones style. It can't just be like, oh, here's a casual, I'm gonna take this crown to your head. It's gotta be, you gotta take out the other king to be able to put that on your head.
I mean,
no one's saying that Jordan Love's gonna do that to Giannis, but that just goes to show how important that is, that Giannis has to be fully washed to be that guy where it's like, okay, it's
how
clear that's the other guy.
He moved on.
So quickly.
I mean, when Giannis wasn't even the king of the state, when Aaron Rodgers was still here, fellas, he wasn't.
Yeah, but Aaron Rodgers was here for at least 10 years.
He won a title and he still wasn't king. I'm telling you.
Yes, but Rodgers, what you're saying is not fair to the timeline. Rodgers won a Super Bowl in 10.
Four
then MVPs. They were 15-1 And then he had two MVPs even before Giannis was here. Then Giannis comes here. He had to build his career. And at that point, obviously the Packers are huge in the state. And Rodgers went on a run in 2019, 2020. In 2020, they were huge. They were the best offense in the NFL. Yeah. The best red zone offense in the NFL. Yeah. They lost to the Buccaneers in the NFC Championship game. And then Giannis won their championship in 2021. So to put Giannis ahead of Rodgers was near impossible because of what Rodgers had done
even after
over a long
period of time. It's a cumulative resume that helps take the king's crown and put it on your head. You can't be too quick to take it off. Jordan Love has to do much more on his resume to actually be able to take that. Right now, he's just a prince. Dude's a prince, not a king yet.
800-990-3776. Ron in the Key chimes in. Again, I appreciate Kyle reclaiming the Giannis and Thanasis hater crown. Well, again, he's not reclaiming anything. This is who he's been. He's been consistent with it, which is what I appreciate.
This is terrible. This is slander.
This is what you said.
We have
slander.
One call, that's all. Gruber Law Office Studio. I am making one call, that's all, after this show, because this is defamation of my character. This is slanderous.
I think you only pay if they win, and you're not going to win this defamation case because we have audio of you saying all this stuff.
Well, it's true. I mean, again, you guys, I understand what you're saying. Giannis is obviously huge. But again, this is Packer country. This state is all about the Green Bay Packers, and we are all excited about what is to come with Jordan Love. Jordan Love is our guy. He's the number one player. He is the franchise quarterback. When Jordan Love gets on that field this fall, and he's slinging that ball, and as Ben says, slinging pills everywhere, left and right, everybody's going to love Jordan Love, and everybody's still going to like Giannis, but everybody in this state is going to be talking about how great Jordan Love is. I'm just giving him the crown now because I can see what's happening.
So all it takes is one capable year of a starting quarterback for the Green Bay Packers to overthrow your Hall of Famer, two-time MVP.
It takes for what I see the potential in the future is. You guys have ridden the Milwaukee Bucks off already. You guys have ridden them off already. It does definitely take away. If you don't believe in your franchise player to lead your team to
bad
a championship
season for
title,
Giannis, he brought us a championship for the first time in 50 years. Forget him. Jordan Love, 10 straight games of being a great quarterback. Oh, I loved him. He's better than Giannis has ever been to all of us. It's like you forgot where you lived and where you grew up.
No, it's not that I forgot where I live and I grew up, but I know what this state loves. We love our quarterbacks. Our quarterbacks are stars. You don't go from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers, and then when you have the next great quarterback, that he isn't going to be beloved as well. This is nothing against Giannis. This is speaking volumes to what Jordan Love is going to become.
Takes a lot longer than just one season.
You have 60 seconds before the 414 hour to take any. This is your last chance to take back anything that you've said.
Well,
you're good at backpedaling.
I said this whole time, when it comes down to it, KBN Nation, I love me some Giannis. But what I'm telling you is that he is being dethroned in front of our eyes by Jordan Love. Jordan Love will be the man in this state, and I'm just putting my print on it now that Jordan Love is the new man of this state. He's the king of Wisconsin, fellas.
What's the song, These Bleef Ain't Loyal? That's Kyle, actually.
Oh, wow. Never, don't call me that.
Yeah. Never thought
you
I'd
call me a garden tool?
Exactly right.
I am not a garden tool.
Garden tool.
You're acting like it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow is right. That's speaking of oh, wow, and powerful, that's Tory Lowe on a Tory Lowe Tuesday. Coming up next, you got Religion Hamilton and Madison, but we'll be back in 2 minutes on 94.5 ESPN and on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. Don't go anywhere.